If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Wendy Snyder here with you, and let's say hello to Anna DeVlantes with This Week in Chicago History. Hi, Anna.
Hey, Wendy. Okay, so I love these selections for you, Wendy, because I want to see how many of these take you back in Chicago history, in our own histories. You know, my Aunt Mary used to say, I didn't study history, I lived it. And I'm starting to feel like that way myself. But so this is a great one. One of the Chicago legendary car dealerships, Al Pamani Ford, launched its mega sale brand of local TV ads this week. And Al Pamani, do you remember him from the old ads?
Of course.
Dealership?
Yes.
So classic. It opened in 1965. Al Pamani became like kind of a local celebrity. I mean, you recognized him. He starred in most of his ads. He was often wearing his signature no-nonsense sweaters. he came across like this guy that's going to give you a fair shake and a good price on a car. And he'd look at you right in the camera and had a good deal for you. And his dealership became a big local ad spender, local TV ads. This week marks the debut of one of his biggest ad buys of the year, 1980, the four-day sell-a-thon at Al Pamani Ford. See if this brings you back at all.
I'd like to talk about used cars, basic transportation. I know that not everybody can afford $4,000 or $5,000 used cars, and right now there's a lot of people who need just basic transportation to take them through the winter. At Al Pamani Ford, we take in 30 or 40 cars a week that maybe you'll sell for $300 or $400 up to $2,000. If you need just basic transportation, cars that maybe have some dings and bangs but will run through the winter, come to Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park.
I'm Al Pamani, inviting you to our spectacular four-day sell-a-thon. We're discounting every car and truck in stock in order to sell 500 units by midnight Sunday. That's right, 500 cars and trucks. Prices will never be lower on Mustangs, Fiestas, Pintos, Fairmonts, LTDs, and Thunderbirds. There's a few 79s left, too, all at sell-a-thon prices. And we have all types of trucks, vans, 4x4s, and used cars for every need. Add our sell-a-thon discounts to the factory rebates on every new Ford in stock, and you'll see why Al Pamani is the number one Ford dealer in America.
Totally remember those.
Don't you?
Yep.
A few dings and bangs, Wendy, but it'll get you through the winter, you know?
Exactly.
That's my car. So, yeah, just a fun kind of, you know, take you back moment, because I just remember those would run like nonstop.
Oh, all the time. Yep.
Right. All right, so we got another one for you here. 1976, Memorial Day weekend, Great America opened in Gurnee, Illinois, and it was this miserable cold weekend, but 12,000 people showed up, and it gives you a sense of the pent-up demand for this. Marriott at the time spent $50 million building Great America, and it just like captured the attention, the excitement of the entire Chicago metro area. Everybody was talking about it. Did you, be honest, Wendy, did you have a birthday party there? Did you ever attend one?
No, I just went, I just went with my family.
Yeah, we used to go for all the youth group things, too.
Really?
I had one birthday party, but it was like a big deal, right, to go there back then.
Oh, totally. And, Marriott's Great America. I remember that.
Right. We go to Marriott's Great America. And it's like, then, of course, at the time, Marriott was going to launch this whole like nationwide chain of amusement parks, but they pulled the plug on that, and Six Flags took over. So the couple of iconic rides there, the carousel at the time was the tallest carousel in the world, the Columbia Carousel, named for the Columbian World's Fair. The American Eagle was the, I think it's my all-time favorite roller coaster, just the nostalgia of it, but it was the tallest, fastest, longest racing wooden roller coaster in the world when it debuted. We have another clip for you here, a retro TV ad from back in the day when Great America first opened. Here's how they tried to promote it to get you out to the park.
Hey, let's try this one!
What a day, what a play.
That was fun!
What a
smile
on your face.
Oh, so theatrical.
I know. Well, just imagine being in your living room as a kid. You're like, Ma, we got to go to Great America. Like, as soon as you saw that thing, it was just like, it got you going. And, you know, such a popular place to go to this day.
Totally.
Kind of cool.
And let me say one thing to you. Yipe Stripes Beech Nut Gum or Fruit Stripe Gum.
Okay, what's your favorite? Did you do the Fruit Stripe Gum growing up? I used to love that.
Yeah, totally loved it. And the Rainbow Bubble Gum.
Oh my gosh, I absolutely loved that gum.
Me too.
Now, it's such an interesting backstory, Wendy, because it started as a candy company, a gum company, by a Lithuanian immigrant named Saul Leaf. This week, 1920, he launched the Leaf Candy Company. Just wanted to make gum at first, but see if you recognize any of these names, too. Whoppers, Milk Duds, Jolly Ranchers, Now and Laters, Slow Pokes, Payday, Heath Bars, Tartan Tinies.
Tartan Tinies! Oh, my God, I love those.
Didn't you love those? I did, too. Growing up, it was like, if you got some tartan, they were so fun, like the funnest candy. And, you know, to think that one guy, like, created all these brands that are still alive today, you know, and some of them are sort of nostalgia retro candy, but a lot of these still really vibrant brands. Some of them have been taken over by, like, Hershey's and stuff, but just a really cool story, because, Wendy, what would the world do without Milk Duds and Whoppers? Think of the contributions of this Chicagoan. So awesome. Just a cool story, I think.
And that was in 1920, Leaf Candy started. Awesome.
Yeah.
Always I love these segments that you do. You do such a good job, and I love reminiscing.
Thanks,
with
Wendy.
You, because we're about the same age.
Yeah, we're getting on a little bit. And, it's just fun to go back to, like, the 80s and all this stuff, and you think about, you know, so many cool memories. You know, Chicago's a special place, and there's so many wonderful stories that just kind of, you know, take you on that journey back to remember. It's kind of cool.
I love it. This Week in Chicago History, and I think Watermelon Now and Laters were the best ones.
Oh, my God. And the Sour Apple.
Those were pretty good, too. All right, Anna, always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate
you too,
it.
Wendy.